And now the game where people find themselves taking a weird detour on their lives journey and end up playing Not My Job. So back in 1964, a British TV company filmed a group of seven-year-olds, basically running around and being seven, for a half-hour TV special called Seven Up. But every 7 years thereafter, filmmaker Michael Apted has gone back and made another film about the group, 14 Up, 21 Up, most recently 56 Up. One of those kids was Nicholas Hitchin, and I hope it's not a spoiler for those who haven't seen 63 Up to say he teaches here at the University of Wisconsin. He joins us now. Nick Hitchin, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So if you see the first film, which I did recently, made in 64, there amongst these little children in Great Britain, is this adorable little kid in the farms...
This isn't going to be me.
No, it is you. This is an adorable little child in the Yorkshire Dales, which Yorkshire is a rural Dale. Area. Yes. And this is where you grew up.
Yes, sir.
And how did they find you?
Well, they were looking for kids from different segments of English society. So they were looking for a farm kid.
Yeah.
The story I was told is they went from school to school to school until they found a farmer's kid who wouldn't stop talking.
And that was you. Do you remember when you were seven and you made this first film, did you enjoy it? Was it fun?
Sure. People were talking to me and listening to me. I loved that bit.
Yeah. Now, okay, so they made the first film. And when they made the first film, did anybody have the notion that they would come back and redo it 7 years later?
I always thought that it was a plan, but they told me later that no, somebody called Lord Bernstein or somebody had the idea a couple of years later. He went to Michael Apted and said, when are you going back to the... go back, yeah.
So he says, let's go back. So they call you up, they say, now you're 14, and we'd like to talk to you again. And you were like, what was your reaction at the time?
Well, if you've seen the film, I was furious because at seven I was just answering questions, but by the time I was 13, I did not like the way they'd portrayed me. It was clear that they were portraying me as a bumpkin, and I mean, you know, I was mad.
Well, and you have expressed your anger and disappointment with them by appearing on film to tell them about it every 7 years for
exactly.
Your entire life.
I showed them.
You sure did. So you really, I mean, one of the very odd, I mean, it's an odd experience watching the film. That's weird for me to see a human being.
Can you imagine what it's like for me?
Well, that's the question. What is it like?
It's for like 7 days out of 7 years, you're a rock star. And the crew really are rock stars. I mean, these guys are really famous. Michael Apted is incredibly successful.
Yeah, he's gone on to be a very, very successful director. He's made like James Bond films and Oscar-winning movies.
And so this guy, it's like Mick Jagger turns up at the door with this, you know, let's make a movie sort
right.
of thing. And it's like, whoa. But then after 7 days, they say, okay, bye. And they drop me, usually on the street's corner somewhere. And I'm like, literally, what the hell just happened?
Right. Yeah. All right, I have to ask, why do you keep saying yes when they show up every 7 years?
I love an audience, evidence. No, I mean...
Do you ever find yourself, say, it's like in the middle of the seven-year period between films, and you're like, I'm having a great year. I look good. I've lost some weight. Man, I wish you'd show up now.
Never.
Is there any pressure, though? Because we all have the experience of saying, like, high school or college reunions. And we're like, oh, gosh, it's our 25th reunion. I got to look good. I got to be successful. You have, like, the equivalent of one of those every 7 years, except the entire world is invited.
Well, I pretend that nobody's watching.
Right.
And the thing about what I'm used to is only things that I say that are really, really embarrassing get used.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when we were 21, there was this other guy in it called Bruce, who is the sweetest man in the world. But Bruce said to me, I'm really worried they're going to ask me about sex. So I said, well, I'll speak to them. So I said to the researcher, Margaret, I said, Margaret, whatever you do, you've got to do me a favor. Do not ask Bruce about sex.
Oh, come on. That was red meat to them. You must have known that.
But I thought I'd give it a try. So a little bit later, Margaret gets back to me. She says, we asked Bruce about sex. It was magnificent.
There you are.
And then I saw Bruce. He said, they asked me about sex. It was terrible. And actually, it was really sweet. He was fantastic. But
you see?
Yeah.
It was good TV.
Embarrassing
though, right?
Is good TV.
There you are. Now,
can I ask you the most American of questions? They pay you anything for this?
No.
They never paid you?
It's not a paid gig.
It's not a paid gig.
No. Now, but you're paying me, right?
Oh, absolutely. your check will be right off stage as soon as
it will, won't it?
Well, Nick, we are delighted to have you here, and we've invited you to play a game we're calling
Ada.
So, as we've been talking about, your life has been chronicled in a series of films, beginning with 7-Up. So you're a go-to guy when it comes to sevens, but what do you know about eights? We're going to ask you three questions that involve the number 8. Answer 2 correctly, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Nick Hitchin playing for?
Sean Johnston of Madison, Wisconsin.
All right. Local guy. Here's your first question. According to Bucks Burnett, owner of the world's only 8-track tape museum, one of the reasons 8-track tapes fell out of favor was what? A, they would occasionally, very rarely, explode, shooting tape at the face of the driver of the car. B, they were exactly 1/4 inch wider than the back pocket of Levi's jeans, resulting in much frustration and ripped pockets. Or C, the songs would often pause to skip to the next track, ruining the mood of makeout sessions.
You want me to answer that?
I do.
Well, I think making out is clearly indicated here.
You're right. Is that your choice?
I'm going with making out.
You're right. Making out is a problem. Burnett says, and I quote him, "Typically you would, just for 2 or 3 seconds, you'd stop making out, wait till the click, and then go back at it. It was sort of a ritual." Okay, Nick, here's your next question. The number 8 was important to former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. He once bragged during a phone conversation that was monitored by the police that he had entertained, as it were, 8 women in one night. He said he would have run up his score even further, except for what? A, at one point, his toupee caught fire. B, the meetings he had to have with the Pope were cutting into his sex time. Or C, more than 8 women at once just wouldn't be decent.
Well, the best answer, without a doubt, is B.
The Pope.
The Pope.
And it is the true answer.
Berlusconi.
Well done. In the same conversation in which he bragged about this sort of 8 is enough, if you will, evening, he said he'd have even more fun, but he had to go keep meeting the Pope.
Because I was going to go with the sex theme, but they were all sex themes.
That's true. You can't really lose. All right. So if I'm not mistaken, there's no sex in this last one. So here we go. Last one for perfect. Back in April, a Washington man who attended an auction said he might have got caught up in the moment when he bid $70,000 to buy 8 what? A, 8 strands of hair from the back of actor Robin Williams. B, 8 unopened boxes of Quisp brand breakfast cereal. Or C, 8 taxidermied squirrels wearing boxing gloves.
Well, I like C best out of those.
Squirrels?
Squirrels.
You're right again.
Wow.
Come on. You know, it's pretty clear that whatever I say, he says it's right.
No, that's actually true. I like the films. I don't like them that much. No, I wouldn't lie for you. No, it's true. These 4 pairs of boxing squirrels, 8 squirrels in all, are depicted posed in sort of Victorian-era boxing gear. They're absolutely amazing, and they used to hang in the lunchroom at the Goodyear factory in Akron, Ohio, and nobody knows why. Bill, how did Nick do in our quiz?
Nick got 3 up.
No, very good.
Go,
yeah.
Nice.
That's well done. Great. Nick Hitchin is one of the stars of the 7-Up series of documentary films and a professor at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Nick Hitchin, thank you so much for joining us here in Whitworth. Well done. Nick Hitchin, everybody.